There was a farmer that was going to his field, and he had a hitch behind his tractor. And as he passed the insane asylum, some of the people yelled out, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I am taking manure to the fields for my strawberries." And the people said to themselves, "We usually put cream or sugar in our strawberries," and they say, "We're nuts." It's obvious that this was a misunderstanding. The gospel and the cross is also misunderstood. I usually don't like to repeat the Ukrainian or the English sermons, but I need to point this out. On the face of the altar, you have a cross with gold leaf on it, and you have the words, Jesus Christos Nika, Jesus Christ the victor, the one who has conquered all. When people look at the cross as the symbol of God's love for us and his victory over evil, we sometimes forget that he wishes the same for us. When he says the meek shall inherit the earth, meekness is strength. The cross can be the symbol of bullies trying to tell Jesus who he is, a criminal, and what he should do, just die. And Jesus on the cross responds, "No, I am in control of my life. I decide what to do. And the Father has given me a mission, and my love will conquer all." This is the meekness that the gospel speaks of as a strong conviction, strong as steel. So when you look at the cross picture, when we were younger, we used to sing, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." The cross is a symbol for us. No matter what people do to you, no matter what people say to you or about you, both your identity and your future is in the hands of God and is in your hands. Never say, "Someone ruined my life. Someone ruined my day." No. Anytime evil crosses your path, like Jesus on the cross, you say, "I choose who I am, and I choose what I will do." Yes, it is painful to be laughed at. It is painful when people hurt you, but they do not dictate your future. The gospel is full of power. At the end of today's gospel, Jesus said, "There are some standing here that will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God coming in power." When we begin the Slujba Bozhe, what's the first words I say? "Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." You are called, we are called to be children, not of slaves, but of freedom. And every time someone attacks you or says something to hurt you, look at the cross and say to yourself, "They will not win." The cross of Christ gives us both the power and the courage to say, "Pain may last for a while, but my decisions determine the future." That is the power and the courage of the cross, and Jesus gave it to us as a symbol of Christian victory. Slava Iisusu Hristu!